to calm down after that song, ain't it? Yeah. Luke chapter number 1. Before we get into our message today, I ask you to remember Brother Gary Seals and his family. He didn't lose his mom. His mom just traded addresses. If you know Miss Mary, you know you ain't lost nothing, brother. She just left this world and went on to the glory world. Great woman of God. Be laying her to rest tomorrow. So keep him and his family in your prayers. Also, Mr. Ronald Hawkins over on the River Road. He went home to be with the Lord as well. And they have his funeral today. Mr. Ronald, a great man. I got out and couldn't find a job nowhere. Man, I was looking for a job. Nobody would hire me. Nobody wants to hire a thug. I mean, they don't work. They work half the time. They don't do the work right. And I was sitting on my grandmother's porch swinging, me and Brandy. We didn't have two nickels rubbed together. And Luke Spurl called me and said, "Hey, Ronald Hawkins said you was looking for a job." I said, "Man, you ain't lying." He said, "When can I start?" He said, "Be here at 2 o'clock." And it's like 1:15. I said, "Today?" He said, "Yeah, today. You want to work, ain't you?" I said, "Yeah, I'll be on my way." Took off across the hills, got over there on payday Friday. I think we worked 60 hours that week, got held back a week. I don't know if they still do that now or not. I don't even know why I'm telling this, but it's helped somebody. Got my first check, and it was about $291. I went to him. I said, "Man, this ain't a lot of money." He said, "You didn't ask about money. You just said you need to work." He had a point. I just asked for a job. All right, let's go, amen. Let's go. I understand. Y'all all loaded, and y'all don't understand them stories. I understand. God been better than good to you, amen. Amen. Great things he has done to me. Great things. Hey, I love it when you've been blessed. I love it when you can tell your stories. I love it when you can shout from the mountaintops. Brother Jay, I love all that. Amen. But hey, it don't do me a bit of good. He blesses me in my life. Amen. I want him to bless me. I want him to do great things to me. And I'm not talking about material. I'm talking about spiritually, how he meets my needs, how he provides for me spiritually in a mighty way, as also physically. Luke chapter number 1 and verse number 46. I ask you to stand as we reverence the reading of God's Word. The Bible says this morning, great things he has done to me. If God's done something great for you, get amen. 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 If you know it come from God, can I get amen? Amen. Amen. Great things he has done to me. Luke chapter number 1 and verse 46, the old King James Bible says, "And Mary said, My soul doth magnify the Lord, and my spirit hath rejoiced in God my Savior. For he hath regarded the low estate of his handmaid. For behold, from henceforth all generations shall call me blessed. For he that is mighty," there it is, "hath done to me great things, and holy is his name, and his mercy is on them that fear him from generation to generation. He hath showed strength with his arm. He hath scattered the proud in the imagination of their hearts. He hath put down the mighty from their seats and exalted them of low degree. He hath filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he hath sent away empty. He hath hopened his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, and he spake to our fathers, to Abraham, and to his seed forever." Our Heavenly Father God, as we bow in your presence, Lord, I thank you that I can come into this place and worship the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Lord, I thank you that we can remember back to how you've done great things in our life. Father, I thank you this morning that you've rained down from heaven, Father. Lord, I thank you that you sent Jesus, Father. Lord, I thank you that he died on an old rugged cross. I thank you that he rose again on the third day. I thank you that he saved my soul from a devil's hell. I thank you that he's provided me a church to preach in. I thank you that he's given me a family. I thank you for all the things that he has done in my life. And Lord, I pray this morning that I do nothing but brag on the name of Jesus, Lord God, this morning. Lord, I pray for the next few moments that if there be one lost, they be saved. If there be one that's burdened this morning, that burden be lifted. If there's one got heavy trials on their life, that it be lessened this morning, Father. And Lord, I pray this morning that you have all the honor and all the glory. I ask you to guard my throat and guard my thoughts. Watch over the ones that had loved ones has left this walk of life this week. And Lord, I pray you bless them real good. I thank thank you for men and women of God that loves to hear the word preached. In Jesus' most holy, precious name, I ask you to guard my throat, guard my thoughts. Be with Brother Will Canterbury as Chait come up and ask for prayer requests. What amazing thing it is that a little boy as Chait would come up and ask that his daddy be prayed for. Lord God, I pray this morning that we take it serious when little kids come up. Thank you for Children's Church. Thank you for Brother OJ and Sister Kim as they brought the word this morning. Father, I know that in Isaiah it said that Jesus was nothing to be desired. But oh God, how great is Jesus this morning. And Lord, you move in the next few moments in Jesus' most holy, precious name. And all of God's people did say, amen. You may be seated this morning. As we come this morning, I'm excited to report to you that great things He has done. I want you to know that when He got there to Mary, there were some great things that He had already done and He was going to still do. I'm glad to report to you this morning that He is not done doing great things. He always has and always will do great things in the world that we live in. If I ask Sister Pew this morning, He done a great thing in your life. Can I get an amen? He saved your soul from a devil's hell. As you walked into this church, I would have never thought that you were lost. I would never ping you as being lost. Not that I would ever want to ping anybody as being lost, but she would come in with a smile on her face and she would sit about three pews back and you would never know nothing was going on. Hey, but can I say to you this morning that He'll do great things when He does great things. Amen. This morning as Mary came here, she said great things that God has done unto me. Number one, can I say to you this morning that He will revive the lonely this morning. The one that is lonely and down and out and has no way to go and you feel like everybody's left you and you've been all deserted. He will revive the lonely this morning. And this Christmas season, I understand and you do as well, that it's easy to feel left all alone. It's easy to get to a place that you feel like you got nobody and maybe you've lost loved ones this time of year and you say that you have nobody. I got good news this morning that He is a friend that sticks closer than a brother. He says in His word this morning in verse number 46 that He revives the lonely. Look what He said. And Mary said, my soul doth magnify the Lord. He revives the lonely. You say, preacher, what does He revive when He revives a man or a woman or a boy or a girl? I say to you, number one, that He revives the soul of a person. He revives deep down where nobody else can go. A medication from your doctor can't revive what He will revive. There's not a pill strong enough, hey, to get down to the soul. There's pills strong enough to cover up what is on the outside and a little bit on the inside, but He revives down to the soul. Mary said, my soul does magnify the Lord. He goes down where nobody else can go. It says He revives the lonely because He revives that soul. I don't know about you this morning, but I thank God that my soul has been revived, don't you? I thank God this morning that He didn't give animals was a soul. Hey, but He gave that soul to you and I. And He's given us something that is so great that's going to live forever, where the soul of man never dies. And this morning He wants to revive your soul this morning. What a nothing greater that He revives the soul of a man. But Brother JD, I see also that He don't only revive the soul, but He will revive the spirit of a man. She said, He revived my soul and He revived my spirit. Look with me if you will into verse number 47. And she said, and my spirit hath rejoiced in God my Savior. She said, my soul has been revived and my spirit has been revived. I thank God this morning that He said we should worship Him in spirit and in truth. This morning you say, preacher, will He revive anybody's soul and anybody's spirit? I say to you this morning, He will revive you this morning. If you're in this place and you feel doom and gloom, I thank God this morning He's on the throne, don't you? I thank God this morning I don't have to lift Him up. He's already up. Amen. Hey, this morning you say, do you have proof of that in the Bible this morning? And Hannah said in 1 Samuel chapter number 2 and verse number 2, if you're taking notes, here's what she said about a spirit and a soul that would be revived. You remember what she wanted? She wanted a son. And she wept and she wept and she cried and she cried and they thought she was drunk. And she said, my spirit and my soul is very sorrowful. soul. And you know what she did? She didn't give up and give out when she was getting to that place, but she kept on pressing on. And it wasn't long, God revived her spirit and He revived her soul. And in 1 Samuel 2:2, she said this by her own mouth. She said, "There is none holy as the Lord." She said, "There's nobody like God, for there is none beside thee, neither is there any rock like our God." I thank God this morning that when He revives you, you understand that there ain't nobody like Him. Amen. Hey, can I say to you this morning, hey, ain't no church like our church. Hey, ain't no church like the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm not talking about Union Chapel Baptist Church. I'm talking about God's church. Amen. Hey, when He sat down and He gave His blood for His church and for His bride, and this morning He wants to revive us. He don't want us to be doom and gloom, but great things He has done. He has revived us. He said that Hannah said in 1 Samuel 2:2 that He will revive the lonely, but also in Habakkuk. Habakkuk said in Habakkuk 3:18, "Yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation." This morning, are you glad to be saved? Are you excited to be saved? On a mountaintop, I'm talking about, because He has revived your soul and He's revived your spirit and He revives the lonely. You don't have to be lonely no more, because great things He hath done. Great things He hath done. He just revives you. But let me show you something else I've seen here this morning. Not only great things He has done, He has revived the lonely, but He regards the low. He don't only revive the lonely, but He regards the low. Whoever you think is all high and mighty, hey, that's good and fine. But whoever you think's low is low, God loves him too. You ain't got to do nothing for God to love you. He loves you no matter where you're at in society we live in. He loves the ones up on the pedestal and He loves the one down in the low. Amen. Look what she says here. If you'll look with me in verse number 48, He says that the great things He had done unto me. Number one, He revives the lonely. But number two, He regards the low. You say, "Preacher, you don't know how low I am." I don't know about you, but I thank God I'm low. Amen. I thank God I'm humble enough to know that if it wasn't for the hand of God on my life, I'd be going to a devil's hell. I thank God, Brother Shea Taylor, that I know it ain't by nothing that I've done, but by the mercy and the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that He has saved me from a devil's hell. He got me out of that lonely state because He regarded me when I'm in a low place. Have you ever been low? I'm talking about low. Felt so low and down. Felt unworthy, dirty, no care. Have you ever been there? You had to be there to be saved. You had to be there to be saved. A man can't be saved unless he knows he's lost. Look what she says here. Whoa, glory, in verse number 48. For He, look, this is what the Bible says. For He hath regarded the low. Not only does He revive the lonely, but He regards the low. Say, "Preacher, how does He regard the low? How does He show respect to people that are lowly, that people that are unworthy, people that are undone? How does He regard them and show them that love?" Let me show you this, if you will, in verse number 28 of Luke chapter number 1. Let me show you this. Number one, He regards the low because He looked on her. Have you ever been somewhere and you walked in and you felt like you wasn't welcome? Come on, talk to me this morning. Y'all asleep. Come on, wake up. You ever been somewhere and you felt like you wasn't welcome there? You know the first thing they'll do, they won't look at you. If they don't want you to be there, they won't look at you. They won't pay you a bit of attention. They will do what will they do, McKinley? They'll ignore you, right? They'll ignore you, don't want you to be there. It's better for you to go than to stay. So when you get to that place, and you, what do when you feel that way? You leave. You get out. See, here's what he said. He said that he regarded the low, but number one, he looked on her. He looked on her. I never want this place, and you never want this place, where somebody feels that they're not welcome. He regards the low no matter what state they're in, no matter where they're coming from, no matter their background. If you was going to choose somebody to put the Lord Jesus Christ in, you and I would have not chose Mary. But we don't know what's on the inside of somebody. All we do is judge on the outer appearance. Jesus Christ does not judge on the outer. He judges on the inner. He judges on the inner man. He gets down where nobody knows it is, and He can tell what's on the inside of a person. He can tell. He looked on her. Look what he said here when he looked on her. He looked right where she was at. What we would not have looked to, he looked to. And this morning, if you feel that way, I want you to know God's looking on you this morning. He's been good to you this morning. He's looking on, He's been good to me. Look in verse 28. And the angel came into her and said, "Hail, thou that art highly favored." He's talking to Mary and he said, "Look, girl, Girl, you are highly favored. My wife would be on the phone talking to another woman, and she'll say, girl, I know it, girl. I'll be in the background, I'll be like, girl. Girl, I'll call you later, girl. I'm like, just hang up the phone. This morning, he looked on her. He said, Brother Shay Taylor, you always say that too, girl. And then they get me all, everybody's your brother. Everybody's your brother. She's going, well, where am I going with this? Let me just go with it. We'll be riding down the road and somebody texts and I ain't got time to answer. I always like to respond back because if you wait 3 or 4 days, you'll think they don't really care. But Brother Roy Parker ain't. I still owe him a text. But I'll be riding down the road and she'll get my phone and she'll start texting that thing back and it's that long. I said, erase that. She said, why? I said, because they don't know it ain't me. She said, well, what am I supposed to do? I said, thumbs up, bro. Well, that ain't the question they're asking, but I got it. Thumbs up, bro. Brother Heath Butler, can I get an amen? If you want a long text, don't text me, because, hey, y'all get what I'm saying? He looked on her. He knew who she was. He knew her state. He knew right where she was. Look what he says. In verse number 28, he says this, and the angel came unto her and said, hail, thou art highly favored. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. But listen to this, he regards the low. Not only did he look on her, but he listened to her. When she was in a state that she needed somebody to listen, he listened to her. Look with me, if you will, in verse number 34, and here's what Mary said. Then said Mary unto the angel, how shall this be, seeing I know not a man? You know what that angel did? It was sent to her by the Lord. And you know what she did? She asked the angel a question. And you know what the angel did? The angel gave her the explanation and told her exactly. She said, I know not a man. I've never been with a man. How can this be that I'm going to bring forth a child? How can this goodness be on me? How can you bring great things on me? And you know what he told her? He said, this is what God's going to do in your life. Friends, this morning I want you to know, you don't have to know Bible. You don't have to know Bible talk. You don't have to know Amazing Grace. You don't have to know Scripture this morning. If the Holy Ghost of heaven and this morning, if he wants to revive your soul and he's knocking on your heart's door, he don't regard anybody. He'll knock on anybody's heart, anytime, any place, anywhere. He'll look on you just like you are. He'll listen to you just like where you're at, because he loves you. Amen. That's what he does. And she said, I don't understand. You don't have to understand the things of God. All you got to do is believe. According to man's standard, Mary was nothing special, but God. According to man's standard, this morning, you and I, we ain't nothing special, but God. We're just a spot in the road over here. Just a spot in the road. This church goes down and goes under, the government wouldn't care less. The community could care less. Some folks could care less, but listen to me. Heaven cares. You say, preacher, what if I go under? Heaven cares. He's regarding you. He respects you. He's wanting to do things in your life. He's wanting to do great things in your life. Number one, he revives the lonely. He regards the low. Psalm 138 and verse 6, the Bible says, though the Lord be high, yet he hath the respect unto the lowly, but the proud he knoweth afar off. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, Psalm 138, 7, thou wilt revive me, thou shalt stretch forth thy hand against the wrath of mine enemies, and thy right hand shall save me. I see when she got here, she remembered the great things that had been done to her. Folks, don't you ever forget the great things God's done to you. Man, if I can ever give you anything, don't you forget the great things that God has done for you. He has done so much for you. He has revived you when you was lonely. Anybody here ever felt lonely and God just stepped in? He just stepped in and breathed on your neck. I'm talking about you felt like all hell was coming against you. Felt like everything was going to go wrong. Felt like you couldn't going to come up. And there was no way you're going to get out of this situation. You've had it this time, old boy, old girl. But then God reached down. He revived that lonely, Brother Tony. Revived that spirit. Revived that soul. You thought, man, I don't know how much more I can take. And then he just comes in there with that fresh breath from heaven, breathes on your life, raises you right up, Miss Pugh, gets you right where you need to be. Brother John pulls you right out of that old place that you was in. And you say, man, I can't believe he'd do that for me. You know why he'd done it for you? Because he don't regard the low. He don't regard. He's there for you. He don't say, well, because you ain't this and you ain't that. No, ain't how he works. That ain't how he works. He treats everybody the same. He does. There's no respecters of people with God. Can I say this? You say, preacher, what else is a greatness that God's done? He revives the lonely. He regards the low. But he reigns. Listen to me. He reigns as Lord. You don't have to make him Lord for him to be Lord. It's not a vote. It's not up for debate. It's not. He's Lord. He's King. He's the only potentate, said in 1 Timothy. He's the only one. There is no other. And this morning, that's who he is. And when he came to Mary, Mary was blown away. But she believed. This morning, he has done great things in my life, and he has done great things in your life. And he does them great things, not for us to brag, but for us to boast on him of the great things he had done. No greater than this, Brother Garrett, but that he gave us his son. What did he tell Mary? He said, the greatest thing I'm going to do through you. She said, but I'm a virgin. I've never known a man. Thank God. That was a qualification, by the way. I know it ain't today, but back then it was a qualification. It showed the purity of that woman. It was a qualification, Brother Gabby. It was a qualification. She said, well, I don't. And he said, hey, you're right where you need to be, hon. You're okay. I'm respecting you right where you're at. Because I reign and I am Lord. Let me show you what Mary said about his reign and what he does. This morning I want to ask you a question. Does he reign over your life? Or have you gave the reins to somebody else and they tell you how worthy you are? Tell you how respected you are in the community? How big you are? Did somebody else took your title and they're telling you how you are and who you are and what you are and what you need to be? If somebody else took that title and you give it to them, there's one person who will reign over your life. That ain't the preacher, that ain't the deacons of this church. And that ain't nobody in these pews. Well, I feel a little preaching coming on. Woo! There's one person supposed to reign over your life, and his name's God. Jesus Christ, the Lord of God Almighty. Mary got a hold of that. You hear me, son? And she started bragging on him, said he reigns because he's the Lord. She didn't let up, and she got right with it. Look what she says here. Let me show you how he reigns in her life. Look with me, if you will, what she said here. Look in verse number 49. She said, he reigns with might. For he that is mighty hath done to me great things, and holy is his name. She said, not only does he reign with his might, but he reigns with mercy. And his mercy is on them that fear him from generation to generation. She said, not only does he reign with might and mercy, but he reigns with his strength in his arm. And she said, not only does he reign with that strength, but he reigns with love from on high. She said, not only does he reign with love from on high, but he reigns with help when we need help. He reigns with his promise that he has given us, and he reigns with his power. Exodus 15:18, the Bible says, the Lord shall reign forever and ever. Psalm 92 in verse number 8, but thou, Lord, art most high forevermore. Look with me in Luke 1:33 what the Bible says about the Lord reigning forever. And here's what the Bible said in Luke 1:33, and he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. This morning I want to ask you a question. God has done great things in your life. Are you willing to let him have reign over your life? Are you willing to have reign? Let him just have all reign over your life. I wasn't going to tell this, but I'm going to tell it because, man, it hit me so hard yesterday. Yesterday, we had to put Mom back in the hospital, and she went back in, and we went in there. Y'all know in the hospital room in the ER, they got the little curtains. You know, there's no walls. It ain't like this. You can hear everything going on. And there's a little curtain there, and I was sitting there with her, and the doctor come in, and that curtain was pulled too, and he pulled it back and stepped in there and closed the curtain. And he said, Miss Mills? And she said, yes. He said, hon, have you had this problem? She said, no. Have you done this? No. Everything he asked her was no. Every question was no, no. Are you sick? No. Do you feel good? Yes. Do you need to be here? No. Have you been taking your medicine? Yes. Have you been drinking? Yes. Have you been eating? Yes. And I'm sitting there thinking, no. She looked at me, he said, sir, you doing all right? I said, everything she just told you is nothing but a lie. Everything she just told you ain't nothing but a lie. Every bit of it is nothing but a lie. She said, Miss Mills, and she didn't say nothing. She was mad, son. She's at the doctor. She's at a physician. You're at the doctor's office today. You're at the great physician. He'll revive the lonely if you'll be honest. He regards the low if you'll be honest. He's the one that reigns. He knows anyway what's going on. He didn't get that curtain closed good. And she said, I wish you could keep your mouth shut and your nose out of my business. Before I could say anything, he pulled that little curtain back and he said, Miss Mills? I thought, yeah, boy. Yes, sir. Pulled that little curtain back and he said, Miss Mills, you're awful sick and you really need to be here. He closed that curtain back. She laid there. She ain't saying hardly nothing. She ain't saying a word. Y'all know what I'm talking about when you make somebody mad? Huh? You ever made somebody mad because you told them the truth? I sat there and sat there. She ain't saying a whole lot. I said, I'm going to go out and call Chastity and Amanda and let them know. She said, don't call them. I said, okay, Mama, love you. Walked out. Listen to this. Let me give you this. And when I walked out and I got going out to get on that phone, here's what God told me. Here's what he spoke to my spirit. So many people think that they got it all hid. And what they're hiding behind is so thin. They've got it hid from everybody and everything. Everything she was telling that doctor, he done seen the blood work. He done knew she ain't been drinking. He done knew the medicine hadn't been. He done knew. It was showing up in the blood. You know why he chose Mary? Everything was like it's supposed to be. He showed favor on her. Great things he had done. And when I walked out, you know, I kind of felt bad for telling the truth. You ever done that? You told the truth, but man, if you'd have lied, it'd have been a whole lot better. Come on, don't act spiritual. You know sometimes lying's easier. It goes better. Your wife come in there and say, how's my hair? And you say, boy, it's beautiful. It looks great. This morning we come in, Sister Vicky told Kaylee, said, I love your new haircut. I said, Hey, I cut mine this morning. Huh? Come on. But as I was walking out through there, he said, that's the same way it is with the Father. The only way you can get help in your life, the only way you can stand up and shout from the mountaintop, my soul and my spirit's been restored, is by this, by being honest. Saying great things he had done. No greater than this, than he gave us his son. Can I say to you this morning, just as I told the truth yesterday, you got somebody inside of you, if you're born again, that's telling you the truth right now, and that's the Holy Ghost of heaven. He'll call you out when you try to hide out. We're not supposed to hide out. We're supposed to stand out. Father, I love you and I thank you for this day. I thank you for the blood of Jesus Christ. I thank you, Father, that we don't have to walk the way we used to walk, but we can walk in the newness of life. I thank you this morning. Great things, Mary said, that you've done unto her. Father, you revived her soul and her spirit. Lord, she thought, oh, I'm going to be killed. I'm going to be stoned. They're going to think I've cheated on my husband. And she ain't done nothing wrong. Lord, you revived her and told her this is of the Holy Ghost. Father, you didn't only revive her, but you regarded her. You helped her. Because you are the one that reigns from above. And Lord, whoever in this place this morning needs help, I pray you help them in a mighty way. In Jesus' holy, precious name, we beg and we plead by the blood of Jesus. In Jesus' name, bless this altar call. Amen.